to the Real Estate Scripts Podcast, the show that helps you know what to say when you're talking to buyers and sellers so that you can close more deals and earn more money. I'm Darren Tunstall, a real estate professional, coach, and number one best-selling author. Let's get into this. Before we begin today's episode, I want to clarify some important points. I am a licensed real estate agent, and my DRE number is 01853445. It's crucial to note that this podcast operates independently of my affiliation with Keller Williams Realty and any realtor associations. My primary goal with this podcast is to provide you, our listeners, with valuable information, insights, and practical tools. As a reminder, the purpose of Scripts and Dialogues is to come, learn, practice, and be prepared to fail forward. This is where we make mistakes and help each other out, but we're mostly interested in seeing how we can get better. First, we read through the script word for word, and then we go back and put it into our own natural tone, style, and phrasing. You won't know what to say until you go through the script. So, with that said, many people will say, "That's not how I sound," and I totally get it. That's not how you sound. But that is the reason why we practice every day, so that the script becomes you and in your own voice. So, read it word for word first, then go back and put it into your own natural tone, style, and phrasing, and I think it'll work out. All right, so we are going to over. So when you hit over, go over to Scripts and Dialogues to the week two. In this particular section, we're going over lead generation. Click on Monday. And then I changed some wording on here. It says click for scripts because Mondays are a weird day because we have multiple things that I really like to alternate through, whether it's the full listing presentation, going over the actual presentation script itself, or if it's an interview sheet, if it's explaining just the 17 steps of selling a home or the 15 steps in buying a home, or if we're going to go over the quick listing presentation or script as well. So today I want to go over something called the seller interview sheet. And this is just an initial discussion that you're going to have with someone before scheduling an appointment to determine whether it's worth exploring more about this particular seller. So you should all have access. There's two buttons there. One's an accident. I'll go ahead and fix that, but they should both work and go to the same place. So it's in parentheses where it says script. So I'll go ahead and get this set up and then we'll break out and go from there. Everybody good with that? All right, cool. So I'll set this up. In this scenario, you are the listing agent conducting an initial seller's interview with a homeowner. Your objective is to ask key questions, understand their motivations, and establish a connection. The requirements are communication skills, organizational skills, market knowledge, and adaptability. The intention is to guide you in a structured dialogue for an initial seller's interview, helping you gather essential information, understand motivations, and build rapport efficiently. So that's about it. And for people who have not practiced this, we just start out the conversation. It may be a phone call. It may be something that's in person. Right now, it's not in person because you'll see at the end, we're going to say, hey, let's go ahead and schedule an appointment now that we have all the information. And then you're going to actually do the presentation. So that's where we're at and within this. So let's go ahead and create some breakout rooms. Okay. So if you see a breakout room, go ahead and click on it. Otherwise, stay here. We'll do this for about 20 minutes, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Derek, let's have you start out the conversation, then we'll switch roles.
Sounds good. So I'm talking with Emily, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Emily, I'll call you, okay? So ding, ding, ding. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Emily. This is Derek. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi, Derek. How are you?
Good. Just following up on our previous conversation from yesterday. How's everything going this morning?
Great.
Awesome. What's that?
I'm excited.
Yes. We are excited. This is a very exciting time. I'm really looking forward to selling this home. I just have a few questions that I'd like to go over with you. Is this a good time for you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, perfect. Great. It won't take long at all. I just want to get a little bit understand about the current situation and what your needs are, what your motivations are. Would that be okay with you?
Absolutely.
Cool. So to start out, did you have a chance to sign the contract, and did you have any questions regarding that?
No,
No.
not
Okay, great.
yet.
Great. Yeah. Look into that, and feel free to ask me any questions you might have. So you did end up signing that then?
Hold on, Derek, really quickly, because read that question again, because that question will set up the rest of this whole
Oh, gotcha.
conversation.
Okay. I understand it now. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, copy that. All right. So, Emily, have you signed a contract with another agent yet?
No.
Okay, great, great. I'll just make note of that. Is the property still available right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great, great. That's awesome. Let me ask you something. Why are you selling this property right now?
We're moving. I got a job offer in Boston, so I'm moving out that way.
Nice. That's awesome. Whereabouts in Boston?
Well, it's actually in Cambridge at MIT.
Cambridge, Massachusetts. Wow. You wouldn't imagine this, but I actually am from Boston, Massachusetts.
No.
And and I grew up right outside of Cambridge in Watertown, and actually met my wife in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in Harvard Square. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a very special place for me. So that's amazing. That's great. That's good to know. I know that area really well, and if you ever need any help with resources out there, feel free to let me know. Maybe we can set you up with the right person out there if you
I
don't have.
do actually. So yeah, I'd love that.
Perfect, perfect. So let me ask you a few more questions. So how long have you owned this home, that your current home?
About 10 years.
10 years. Okay. So you bought that back in 2013.
Yeah.
Awesome. Have you made any improvements that might not show up, or done anything to the bathrooms or the, kitchens?
We did the flooring. Got some window treatments in the front, like some shutters that look really nice.
Oh, that's cute.
Not a whole, it's not totally redone, but we made a little bit of progress.
Awesome. Yeah, it looks great from the outside. Looks like you have done some work to the outside over the years, so that's awesome. Could you provide details on ages of the appliances, such as like the refrigerators, and if you have solar, anything like that, the HVAC, if that's been updated recently?
I do have all new appliances except the refrigerator. That seems to be holding out.
Okay.
Water heater's about 10 years old, so that could probably be changed out pretty soon.
Nice.
No solar, nothing
Okay.
like that.
Okay. Great, great. And yeah, these would during the sale, I'm assuming you would leave these at they would convey with the property since you're moving
Absolutely.
to
Yeah, I don't want to
Boston,
take
right?
anything with me.
Okay, perfect. Good to know.
I do have a new washer and dryer too
Oh,
outside
really? Nice. Yeah. And where are those located?
on the patio outside.
On the
They're
patio.
covered. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Awesome. So what are your plans if the property does not sell in the time that you need it to?
Well,
Have you
I'm
thought of that?
hoping that's why I'm talking to you, so it will.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, great. Well, yeah, we'll get a timeline together in the near future. But I'll just still like to discuss a couple more things with you so I could get a better understanding. So let's just talk about the time schedule in general. I know you said you have to need to move to Boston, and here we are at the beginning of the year. What is your timeline?
They want me to get started by February 1st, so I have, a little bit of time.
Okay. You do have a little time, but not that much, or 3 weeks right now. So we'd have to move quickly, which we've done in the past. So that's exciting. What homes are selling for in your neighborhood? Do you have a current understanding of kind of the comps in your neighborhood?
Well, I'm looking, some of them are around a million, million two, so hoping I
Nice.
can get that.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, if your house is comparable to those, and you've done those upgrades that we talked about with the washer dryer and the flooring and the windows out front, then there's probably a really good chance by that could happen. So let's keep that in mind as we're pricing the listing and trying to create that competitive environment. Let's see. So speaking of which, what price? do you have in mind? Like, do you have a set price that you need to get, or would you like
No,
to,
I just want to get the most, I can for it.
in a timely manner, right? It seems like we
Yeah.
have, did you have, but I'm assuming, so you do you need to sell this to move into your home in Boston, or
No.
okay, good. All right, great to know. So there's not an absolute rush. Like, we can still do this in a timely manner, setting up the proper marketing channels and, getting the proper
Oh yeah, I already have a rental that I'm moving into out there, so I'm already scheduled to move. Even if I'm already out there and the house isn't quite finalized, that's fine.
Okay, great, Emily. That's really good news. Okay, so do you have any corporate assistance? Have you received the package? Do you have a buyout option? I'm
Yeah,
not
they're doing like a reimbursement thing.
okay,
So
perfect.
whatever I spend, they'll reimburse me.
Oh, that's nice. Congratulations on that. Sounds like a great opportunity. I'm excited for you to move out to Boston and experience that environment. It's a high energy place, that's for sure. So Emily, just a couple more questions, and thank you so much for bearing with me. But are you interviewing any other agents at the moment?
Yeah, I'm talking to this one guy, Greg. He's coming by later today.
Oh yeah, Greg, which brokerage or does he work with?
Greg Phillipson, I think he's at the same brokerage as you.
Oh, I know Greg. Yeah, Greg's the best. Oh wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll touch
He
base with
actually
him
reached out
actually.
to me.
Yeah.
So I'm
Well,
like, yeah,
that's
sure, come
fantastic.
over.
Yeah, that's great. You're in good hands with Greg, obviously. Since we work in the same office, I'll just touch base with him and make sure that everything goes great. But let me know how that talk goes with him later. And
So I should go with him?
not necessarily. I mean, I would say that you and I, I'd like to just get a little bit more information from you so
Okay.
that I can start to do my research on my end and come up with a perfect plan. And then let me know what Greg says, and I'll touch base with Greg. And he's a senior realtor, and like, he's one of the best in the business. So I would definitely go to him and get, I would go to him personally and get advice. So I completely understand why you would go to him and get advice,
So I should go with him.
if you want to. Yeah, you can make
Okay.
that decision. It's up to you. At the end of the day, it's totally up to you. And but either way, I'll be here and I'll continue to give you what you need to
Okay.
move forward. And you can make that final decision. But at the end of the day, I know you're meeting with Greg. Could we set up an appointment after that meeting and just touch base and kind of go over everything?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, it's always nice to have two options, two opinions. And at the end of the day, you'll be able to make the best decision possible.
Okay, sounds
Yeah, and I
good.
appreciate your time, Emily. I'd love to meet up tomorrow around like 11 a.m. or 4 p.m. I'm kind of busy in the middle of the day. Do one of those time frames work for you?
4 o'clock works.
4 o'clock? Okay, perfect, perfect. And is there anybody else like that would need to be there for this meeting that is
No,
a
just
decision
me. I'm
maker?
the sole homeowner.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Well, I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'll bring all my paperwork and everything I need, and then we can sit down and discuss everything in detail and go from there.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it, Derek. Thanks.
Okay, Emily, have a great day.
You
Bye-bye.
too. Bye.
Thanks.
Awesome. All right, so we have about 5 minutes to have the same discussion. So let's switch roles real quick and we'll go back.
Okay.
Emily, great job on pushing back on the Greg Phillipson thing, because it did make me feel, I was like, oh wow, like I have to like
We're
come
going
up
to
with
talk
something
about that.
clever.
We're going to
Yeah.
talk
Yeah, we're
about
going to
that.
talk about that.
I have some comments,
Me too.
but I'm
Me
practicing.
too.
Here we go.
Okay. Hi, Derek. It's Emily from Keller Williams. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Emily.
Awesome. So, you're ready to sell your home?
Absolutely.
Great. Hey, I'm looking forward to helping you do that. I'm going to try and get it sold for the most amount of money and the least amount of time. I just have a few questions that I'd like to go over with you. Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, go for it.
Okay, this will kind of give me an idea about what your current situation is and what your needs and motivations are, and that's okay.
Yes.
Awesome. So, have you signed a contract with any other agent at this time?
I have not signed a contract with anybody. I'm working
Okay.
with two other agents, but just friends of friends.
Okay, Got it. So the property's still available.
Yes.
And may I ask, why are you selling?
I really want to downsize. I'm just
Oh, okay.
realizing that, my kids are off to college now, and my wife and I just don't need this much space anymore.
Okay. So you're going to be staying in the same area, you think?
Ideally, potentially moving towards the Poway area from North
Oh,
Park.
okay. Wonderful. Well, I can totally help you with finding your next home as well. How does that sound?
I'd be willing to do that. Yeah, totally.
Okay. Well, how long have you owned your current home?
It has been 20 years.
Wow. So yeah, I could see maybe time for a little change of scenery, refresh. Have you made any improvements to
Exactly.
the home that might show, like updating kitchens, baths, anything like that?
We put a lot of work in over the years, new kitchen, new bath, bathrooms, two new bathrooms, and some hardwood flooring on the stairs and,
Wonderful.
the main area. Yeah, it's definitely improved for sure.
Okay. Awesome. Let's see. Could you provide me with any details on the ages of the appliances, the roofing, anything like that?
The roofing hasn't been touched since we've got here. My wife's
Okay.
on the HOA committee, but the refrigerator probably needs a new one. We have a new stovetop and a new microwave.
Okay. And what about your HVAC system? Do you have central air, central heating?
Yep, central air, central heating. We've had it updated, I think, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Okay. This will help address any potential buyer questions.
Right, right.
That's why I kind of like to get a little bit of an idea. I'll go more in depth as we meet in person. What are your plans if the property doesn't sell quickly?
Haven't really thought of that. It's gonna sell. I mean, in this type of market, you believe it would sell, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad that you're keeping tabs on kind of what the market is dictating right now.
I'd say my wife is more than I am, but she lets me know kind of what's going on in the neighborhoods around here.
Awesome. That's great because I think it's so important that people know what's going on in their market, especially as homeowners. What's your time schedule for moving?
We'd like to be out of here in the first quarter, so about what, 60 days or so? 65
Okay.
days, maybe.
That works great. Okay, that should be good because homes are selling very quickly right now. The average time is about 12 days on the market in your neighborhood. Do you know what homes are selling for in your neighborhood approximately? Ones that might be comparable to yours?
I don't have that information, but I could get it.
No, I can get it. I just thought maybe if if you guys were kind of keeping tabs on what's going on, you might have some idea if you saw any homes. Because I know a lot of people like if there's an open house, you might want to peek in there and see what's going on. So, but I can come up with all that information for you and we'll discuss a good price range to list your home at.
Okay.
So as far as downsizing, do you have any assistance in that from your work or anything like that? Or are they helping you with that?
No, not necessarily. But we just figured it's a good opportunity to pull out some equity and, maybe get a smaller home, or at least have a lower payment.
Are you guys both still working?
Yes.
Okay, good. So don't retire until we get this done. Because it sounds like you're close to that. Let's see. I ha another question. Have you been interviewing other agents? I think you mentioned you were, right?
Yeah, that not really interview, and I'd say it was like a soft like introduction, if you will, where I,
Okay.
talked to a friend of a friend. And some people I just knew that are in my first kind of calls that I had made, but nothing crazy.
Okay. Well, I'd love to be the one that you choose. I think I can help you. I'm an area expert. Your home isn't currently listed with someone else. Okay,
It's
perfect.
not, no.
When did you guys decide that you wanted to downsize?
We've been talking about that forever, like once we got Zoe to school to college, we said that we would downsize and just kind of, move out of the North Park area. So it's been
Okay.
years.
Okay. So when do you think you'd like to put your home on the market? You said you want to
I mean, you
sell in
say
the
they
next
if they're
60
moving in
days.
12 days, I would say, they're like maybe 30 days from now, make sure everything's done appropriately.
Okay, sounds great. Well, let's go ahead and get an appointment so I can come and see the home, sit down with you and your wife, and go over any more decisions, we need to move forward, sign the paperwork, and I can explain the process in detail of what we need to do before we actually go live listing. We can do launch a coming soon campaign, get people excited in the neighborhood. I know North Park is very popular right now because it's very centralized. So how does today at 4 o'clock sound?
I would love that.
Okay, awesome. Well, I will come by. I'm going to bring those comparables, like I talked about, the other homes that are selling in your area, and we can kind of talk about pricing and where we can go from there. Okay, sound
Let's
good?
do it. Yeah, sounds great. I
Awesome.
will
I will
see
see you
you
at
later
4 o'clock.
today, Emily. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate
Yeah, I'm
you.
excited. I'm excited for you.
Let's do it.
All right, see you
All
later.
right. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so a fairly long script. I apologize. It took me a minute to get that one up there. Couple of things. Number one, from what I heard between Derek and Emily, awesome job. You guys both did really well. I love how you both built rapport. Derek, you mentioned the term convey. I love the fact that you use a term convey. That is a term. There are certain terms that we want to stay away from. When we're talking to buyers and sellers, mostly like the lingo that's done, like the MLS type stuff. We don't want to say MLS or CAR or NAR. We want to spell those out, Multiple Listing Service, California Association of Realtors, National Association of Realtors. But things like convey, these are things that they need to know because it's in the contract that they are signing. So good job on the use of that. I do have a quick question for everyone. When it comes to, well, I'll just flat out say it. The name Greg came up,
Yeah.
and he's it was like, I don't know, he's the best,
He's one of the best in our office, is what I
Look,
said.
bottom line is this, is
Yeah. You're the best.
you talked me right out of it. You talked me
Right.
out of it. I was gonna go with Greg because you talked me out of it.
Huh. Yeah.
And that's how I felt. I don't know.
Well,
Emily,
and you
Zach.
could tell my story what happened.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, different scenario, but yeah, I mean, Debbie had a listing and then, Greg came in as well and Greg got the listing over Debbie. But here's the thing. Yeah, he's a good agent. Okay. There's no doubt about that. Is he the best? I don't know. That's debatable, but he's a great agent. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I felt like, you could have just moved on. Oh, I know Greg. He's a good friend.
Yeah.
And move on. Let's talk about you. Let's
Yeah.
keep on going. The other one is, if you know that she has an appointment with him, do your best to get in there before he does.
Yep, not after.
Not
Not
after.
after
I'm going to
him.
sign with him.
Ah,
Me to
yeah.
sign with you, so you want to meet me first.
Oh, got it. Got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I
And
like
then
that.
when
Maybe
he
the reasons
shows up,
why.
oh, I already signed with Tarek. Sorry. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a good point. And
Zach, from
also, how
your.
you would have more time to focus on his property, Yeah, versus
definitely.
Greg with
Yeah.
multiple properties and Yeah. balls in the air.
Well,
I
there's
feel
a
like it's going to come
difference.
up sooner than later, right? Like, obviously, we're going to have to face that music at some point, I
You're
think.
going to face that music, but you're going to win. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
That's the confidence and the attitude that you have to go in there. Hey, look, I know that you're a competitor, but at the end of the day, this is what I do and how I do it,
Yeah.
and you're going to win, period.
I love it.
I don't care how much experience he has or how many deals that he's closed, and he doesn't win them all. That's why in real estate, we have built-in conversions. You go on an appointment, you take the listing, and then the listing actually sells. So when you're doing your goal planning, we work backwards. Of the homes that I've sold, how many actually listed with me? And of the ones that have listed with me, how many did I actually go on an appointment with? And you could take it one step further. Of the appointments that I've had, how many contacts did I have to go through in order to get that first appointment or get that appointment? So that's goal setting in reverse. Anyways, Debbie and Emily, or Debbie and Stephanie, how did you do?
We did good. I thought both were good.
Yeah. My only question on the script was like in the very beginning, we ask if they're working with another agent, and then it seems like there's like one or two questions at the bottom that's kind of asking the same thing. So it felt weird to, I don't
Like,
know.
are you currently listed with someone else?
Like, are you sure you're not with someone
Yeah, like I kind of felt
else?
like I was like I didn't believe her or something. Like, are you sure you haven't already?
I think
Well,
it's the right question, though. I think it's like, just to confirm that you don't have an, I think it just needs to be rephrased, maybe. Yeah, I agree.
we can rephrase it. It's almost like talking to a buyer at an open house. Are you sure you're not signed with someone?
Yeah.
Because, and that's really what it
Just
is.
confirming. Yeah, makes
But
sense.
maybe it's too redundant or it can be rephrased. I'll take a look at it and see how
Or
we
put
cover
it
that.
closer together, like the two questions together.
Yeah. Okay.
Or
Maybe I'll.
almost when they've answered no, and then you say, okay, so I'm jotting this down. So you haven't listed with anyone else.
Right. Well, then maybe that, because that question about Greg didn't come up until later on, maybe that was the trigger that
Yeah.
caused you to do that. So I'll take a look at it and see
Well, that
if
was the interviewing questions. Are you interviewing other agents? I said, yeah, I'm talking to some guy named Greg.
Yeah. And I was like, to me, if somebody would have said that, oh, I'm talking to Greg. Greg who? Greg, Phillipson. Oh, okay. Well, I haven't heard of him before. Is he new? That's a script, by the way. I haven't heard before him. I haven't heard about him before. Is he new?
Yeah, she had said he was in my office. That's what threw me off too. I was like, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, she knew, right?
Yes, she knew.
Because
Yeah.
she's Emily in that office.
Right. I love it.
Zach. So, Zach, from your perspective, any comments that you want to share?
Well, I have a question. First of all, how did they get these people to talk to?
They could have called in. They could have met him at an open house, just through general lead generation.
Okay, because it sounded like they sort of spoke or knew each other. So I was just curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just think they both did a great job, but Derek, don't you just kept pushing to go to Greg. And I would have said, okay, thanks. Nice talking to you.
Yeah.
You just should have said, oh, Greg, yeah, he's probably a good realtor, but I'm very good at this as well, and move on, like
Yeah.
Derek said, man. You just spent way too much time on it.
Yeah,
Got it.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's all
That's fine.
right. That's right. Practice makes
Or I
progress,
won't make that
right?
mistake
Bye,
again,
Derek. If you were on Derek, if you were on his team and sharing the income, that's okay, but you're not.
Yeah, true.
No.
That's right. That's why we're here. Practice makes progress, right? And through progress, we can, achieve perfection.
Yeah,
So, but
that's
progress
good.
only happens if we take action and actually do some of these things. All right. Well, that's it for today. So, great job. We're back tomorrow. This whole week is lead generation. I think tomorrow is for sale by owners. All right. So that's the script. I hope that you found it useful. Just head over to realestatescriptspractice.com for more resources and downloads. This podcast is for the purpose of education only, and it does not make any guarantees. We suggest you seek out the help of your broker, coach, mentor, CPA, or attorney. Brought to you by Darren Tunstall, California DRE number 01853445.